All right, so hi everybody. My name's Abigail and I work with the Section of Women's, Children's, and Family Health here in Anchorage. I'm going to talk a little bit about a project that we've been working on to develop a sentinel surveillance system for child maltreatment in the state using administrative data linkages. So child maltreatment is a really general term that encompasses physical, mental, sexual abuse, as well as neglect. And while we normally think of child protective services when we think of child maltreatment, there's really a range of agencies that have a stake in these data. And so these include, these are some of the ones that we listed here. And so we really, while these agencies work together on like a one-by-one basis to share data, there isn't any sort of cross-jurisdictional data source or estimate that these agencies use. They all have their own definitions for what child maltreatment is. So this map here shows the number of children ages 0 to 9 in Alaska by census area according to our most recent population estimates. Really dispersed state, but we can see Anchorage right there in the dark green, and that's where the bulk of children under 10 live. It's also a place where we already have buy-in from the Anchorage Police Department, the local Child Advocacy Center, and there's a high concentration of hospitals here. So we have really rich data sources that we can use in this area, and so we chose to start our surveillance here. This is what child maltreatment looks like in Anchorage if we base our reports solely on Child Protective Service CPS data. So we have a range here from the highly sensitive definition, so any report that's made into Child Protective Services, even if it's screened out, and so that's our top line here. And then we range down to our substantiated report. So that's a report that was made, it was investigated, and they came up with a determination of definite maltreatment. And then in between I have screened in. And so one of the problems with using CPS data is that it's really subject to variations in staffing levels and policy changes that happen within CPS. So we see a little bit of variability over time that we can't necessarily explain just by child maltreatment reports alone, especially where we see those substantiated reports going down at the same time the screened-in reports are increasing. So this is the data linkage that I conducted. I did a probabilistic deduplication from each of my data sets and a linkage, which I did in R using record linkage. Alaska is a really small state, small numbers, so that means date of birth, infant first name, and infant last name are sufficient to conduct linkages. I also had middle names and sex of the child, so I could use those when I was doing a manual review of cases that had a match score of under one. And then I have listed up here where all of my cases were coming from. So we can see the bulk of the cases really are coming in from CPS. And just to describe for people who don't know, a child advocacy center is a center that helps out children who've been affected by sexual abuse. So that one's just a little different. This is what I found. These are the unique children identified by the three administrative data sources that I linked in for this. So all of the children who had at least one report before they were 9 years old during 2008 through 2014. The bulk of the cases do come from OCS, but we do see additional children that are identified through the Anchorage Police Department and our local Child Advocacy Center. If I kind of delve in to look at what kind of cases those are, things that are coming in through the police department, maybe things that are happening outside the family. And then the Child Advocacy Center, some of those kids may be from places that are outside Anchorage, but are coming into Anchorage to be seen by the Child Advocacy Center. Thanks. So these are my updated estimates of child maltreatment rates. As we can see, if we add in the police department and the Child Advocacy Center data, it has a much larger effect on those, on my estimates for my substantiated reports than it does for my any report. And this will take a little bit of further refinement because it's making the assumption that any report to the Anchorage Police Department is as specific as one of those OCS substantiated reports, which is not necessarily true, and it's something that I have yet to tease out. So for next steps, I'd like to really work on developing those sensitive and specific definitions using the police department and Child Advocacy Center data, as well as by looking in more depth at maltreatment type, because people who are being reported for sexual abuse, they're going to come in a different way maybe than kids who are being reported for neglect. I also plan to incorporate our Medicaid linkage because there are a number of ICD-9 codes that are indicative of child maltreatment. And we also plan to expand to additional sentinel sites soon. That's all. Thank you.